Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on 2FM.
Now, welcome back to Game On. Liverpool are, of course, taking on Wolves tonight as they continue on their relentless quest to claim the Premier League.
So smug. You're just loving rubbing it in every time.
Well, it's not as fun when Ruby isn't here, I have to say.
That's true. It'll be a tough one tonight, would it? Would you not think Wolves trying to get up to fifth?
No.
No? Oh, my goodness. It's brilliant.
There are no threats. Once Man City and Leicester are gone out of the way, everyone else, it's just a formality.
Can you remember a time when it was tough to be a Liverpool supporter? You can't even remember that anymore. The last 30 years, how tough it was.
No, I'm just all about the here and now. I'm living in the moment. We will have some team news on that very, very shortly. Just to stay with Liverpool, every time there are big Liverpool matches, Sean Cox does get remembered, and the incident that happened with him, and they have been very good to keep him in their thoughts as he continues his recovery. So there was good news today that at an event at the Three Arena to support injured Liverpool fan Sean Cox, £465,000 was raised for his rehabilitation trust. So over 8,000 people, including Sean, attended, and there was lots of comedians, John Bishop, who I've seen and I like very much, Michael McIntyre, Dara O'Brien, Deirdre O'Kane, Des Bishop, Jason Byrne, Joanne McNally and Tommy Tiernan, they all performed. So vital funds.
Yeah, that's brilliant when you see people reaching out and going away from, of course, a Liverpool supporter, but just people back home as well reaching out and helping them. 8,000 people, and that's a massive amount of money, which I'm sure will help massively for everything that's gone on with Sean Cox.
Yeah. So just on the team news, both sides are unchanged from their last games. So there was a bit of an expectation that Fabinho might start, but he is on the bench and so is Minamimo. So he might make his Premier League debut tonight. And then it's all the big guns, Salah, Firmino, Mane are up there, Van Dijk, Robertson, Henderson, Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Have you even looked at the Wolves team? You're not having it.
Doherty's there.
Oh, yes. But there's a few Irish, is there?
Just Doherty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he regularly plays for them. And in fairness, like, Wolves have beaten Man City twice this season, so maybe they will.
Yeah. Keep it somewhat fresh.
Yeah. Let's hear from both managers.
It's all about using your football skills and your attitude, your character, team play, individual skills, all that stuff in all the Premier League games. That's what we have to do. But being 1 point down, that we were that angry and thought next year we will catch them, nobody had an idea before the season if we can be even close to Man City or not, because they can make their next steps as well. So we thought about our next steps and try to do them, and that's how it is.
What we're going to do is prepare ourselves well, like we always do, and play the game. We have to compete well, we have to have the ball, we have to defend, we have to stay organized, we have to, our fans will be behind us, it will be a fantastic atmosphere, we have to enjoy the game.
Now Alex Winter is standing by for us at Molyneux. So we've heard the team news there, Alex, but I suppose the big question is, do you think that Wolves are a team that could trouble Liverpool tonight?
Well, I certainly hope so. Excuse me. Somebody's got to give Liverpool a game, haven't they, and try and end this incredible season they've been on. They come here 13 games, 13 wins on the spin, and talks of the invincible season that Arsenal conjured up a decade or so ago are getting bigger and bigger, really. But for the moment, the fog here at Molyneux actually is getting thicker and thicker, being very steadily blown in, and visibility isn't perfect for the moment, but I think we're just about okay in seeing from one end of the pitch to the other, so no danger in terms of the game being delayed or anything like that. But Wolves are a side that they like to get forward with pace. They use their wing backs, Doherty on one side, and it'd probably be Saez on the other side tonight, because Diogo Jota is coming back from injury and is only on the bench. But they do have the tools to get at the bigger sides in the Premier League. They've got a very, very good record against the top six. We see so many times Liverpool being able to dictate terms in matches. But if Wolves can get in the game in the first half, they do have a terrible record recently with conceding the first goal. They conceded first in the last seven matches, Wolves. If they can avoid that and gain a foothold in the game, then they've got the tools to do some damage to Liverpool and give them one or two things to think about.
Yeah, they're definitely teams that have clocked up a lot of miles. Is it Wolves' 40th game this season?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it began way back in July with the Europa League qualifiers, always dubbed as the poison chalice. You qualify for Europe and you end up with this mammoth fixture list that the manager Nuno Espirito Santo had plenty to say about over the Christmas period, where the games just didn't stop for Wolves, and as such they've been been trying to be busy in the transfer market this January to get some extra bodies in. But you're right, yet 40 games for Wolves in total so far this season. Liverpool themselves have had a big schedule with their trip out to the Club World Cup and their runs in the cup competitions as well domestically. So they're on their 37th match this season as well. So both sides, as you say, got plenty of miles in their legs.
Do you think we might see Minamino get on?
Who knows? One of the new bodies brought in, big reputation in from the continent. He's an option tonight for Jurgen Klopp, certainly. Nice to see the youngsters. Also, Curtis Jones giving his chance on the bench as well for Liverpool. So if the game perhaps is secure, then we maybe could see one or two changes in the second half. But the job to do for Liverpool, of course, is to get the 3 points secure before then.
Marie's just asking because she's after buying his new jersey, ready to go out of the pack.
When I was in Qatar, he'd just been announced as a new signing, and there was people there with Minamino jerseys already. So a lot of people ahead of me.
Got to be done, indeed, yeah.
What will he add?
Chopping up the coffers.
Yeah, what will he add?
Said again, sorry, the PA announcer struck up at just the wrong moment then.
What can he add? Obviously, Liverpool known for having a great squad, but, you know, having this type of firepower on your bench.
Oh, it's just more firepower, isn't it? The best sides have the stock fulls of firepower, and if you look at the opposite bench tonight, Wolves, you look on their bench and there's not too much to really scare you. The likes of the youngsters, Max Kilman, Benny Ashley Seal is on the bench, the youngster who started against Manchester United a few weeks ago here. Morgan Gibbs-White, very talented young player. Jota I've already mentioned, but nobody really there you look at and go, well, we'll be looking over our shoulders when the ball goes up for a substitution sometime perhaps in the second half. But that Liverpool bench, certainly much stronger. Fabinho, Minamino, you say there, Divock Origi, who came up with that huge goal, if you remember, at Newcastle towards the back end of the previous campaign. Just a few more tools there to give the opposition manager a bit more to think about.
Alex Winter over at Wolves versus Liverpool, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and then Tony O'Donoghue has been speaking to Niall Quinn. 2FM.